Okay, Alyssa, you got a question?
Happy New Year.
Or a comment.
Hey, honey.
Alyssa.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey. You've been saying honey I don't know how long, but it made me think of the land of milk and honey and the milk talk. Is honey a similar representation?
It is, in wild locusts.
What is the land of milk and honey?
Canaan.
You said rods and cones are speeding up, and the Earth's core is speeding up.
Yes.
So rods and cones relate to seeing, right?
Sort of, but not necessarily. They certainly can, but they don't have to.
Are they on the electromagnetic spectrum?
Depends on which end you're looking from, but potentially yes.
What area of the spectrum do they represent, other than the visual?
Well, it doesn't matter, because anything other than visual you won't acknowledge.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't. You haven't.
Well, as an artist, I enjoy breaking down the bias through the visual, like pushing past the visual.
So you want the chaff from the fire. You want to put the chaff in the fire and then see if the wheat makes it. If the wheat makes it through the chaff by burning, by fire, something by fire, then it's pure. Then the representation is not within a bias. So that's the rub. You have to burn the field to see if the chaff is burnable or not. Boy, it's a very hot kiln that will only melt away the chaff of the fleeting day's snow.
So are you just emphasizing that I should push past the visual?
No, what we said was the only thing you can validate is the visual. You say, oh, no, we don't do that. And we go, oh, yes, yes, you do.
Is this related to the ring? Is it the 10th ring of the visual?
Well, no, that's flawed, the 10th ring of the visual, Lord suffering cats. Next thing you're going to have us running down the four agreements, that we have to come into some agreement with something. Oh, darling, this ain't our first rodeo. Not a chance.
Okay, I'm just saying things. I'm
just saying things. We're just answering, too. It's the most fun we've had all yesterday.
Okay, so, what else? Oh, so, typology.
Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Okay.
Okay, here's the question. When you talk about F-sharp and these keys and things like that, is it within the A equals 440?
It can, but not necessarily. See, there's another bias. It has to apply to somewhere, and it can just, why can't it just be in that, in the codex from that side? Why can't it just be within the arc or half of a dodecahedron to take the pyramid and cut it in half and open it into a bias side of the intersecting points of that XY coordinate? Why can't it just be there? It doesn't have to come from anything, stem from anything, achieve from anything. Why can't it just be? And you go, well, sure it can, but that's not how you ask. You ask if this, it's an ipso facto reality. Quid pro quo, Clarice.
So frequency just emits. It doesn't have a context.
Well, until it contacts, it doesn't. If it doesn't have a context, it can't contact. See, it's like Jodie Foster in Contact. If still she landed and got back improved, she couldn't know that where she was, that it was, that it is, that it was, that it did, that it might, that it could go away. But when, then it was.
When you just said the XY related to the pyramid and the half of the pyramid, what is XY?
The intergauging points that makes the right angle that make it a pyramid or a dodecahedron. You start with one right angle.
And that relates to frequency? The frequency point?
No, it's a point that you can then gauge correctness or visual bias, which is what you're trying to get out of, remember?
Yeah.
Good. So we took you around the mountain to get you there. So it's okay, because you're doing really well. You actually are doing very well now. You get caught in these cliches. The only problem is that they're cliches. And we're not really fussing about that. We're just saying you've got to find some way to go beyond that, because otherwise your experience is limited totally and completely to the only biases which you can, may embrace. So then it gets through your, you get so good, you practice, you get good at it, you get really wonderful at it, and you're doing great. You've got it all by the tiger by the tail. And the next thing you know, when it gets plain to see, it's not what it's going to be. When it's plain to see, it's not. You get too comfortable with it.
With the visual? What's it?
Your biases. Your visual biases. You know too much.
So did you lead me to this PDF about play in the ancient world?
Yes, yes, yes. A construct, as it were. An anomaly that cannot be answered, a hole that never is filled. No matter how much you dump on it, it never fills or is ever sated. Isn't it delicious?
Is there a specific article within this other than the Palladio that I should read, or should I read them all?
Why not? You'd never know. If we said don't, you would. If we said you can't, you would. It really doesn't make any difference, because then you're going to have to see if what we're seeing that we see. So I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were cute as you could be. Well, you were cute as you could be when I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see in the rearview mirror that you looked back to see. Right?
So... this was published on January 1980 in the 33rd year. The games people play, what is play, Australian bark paintings, the aboriginal artists of the Annam land, Palladio, master builder of the Italian Renaissance, to the North Pole on skis, Valcamonica in the Italian Valley, the world's largest gallery of prehistoric rock art. Treasures of the World, Syria, colon, ivory portrait, and then news from UNESCO. What is UNESCO?
It's a climate.
You know what UNESCO is, a United Nations organization, right? You know that.
Yeah, but the title of this PDF is The UNESCO Courier, A Window Open on the World, Spirits, Myths, and X-Ray Eyes. When you say climate, are you referring to a dimension or a world?
Neither. It's a climate.
What's your definition of a climate?
Look it up.
Ooh, it's 11-11. What, I've been seeing so much 11-11. Last night when I was led to this PDF, it was 11-11 and my battery was 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Climate.
The prevailing trend of public opinion or of another aspect of public life. The current economic climate, atmosphere, mood, feeling, ambience, tenor.
So the UNESCO buildings that are on their sort of, what do they call those? It's on the wiki. I should get my laptop so I can be doing both at once here. Climate, a prevailing trend of public opinion or of another aspect of public life. The current economic climate, synonyms, atmosphere, mood, feeling, ambient, tenor. Ethos, attitude, milieu. So UNESCO is a climate related to, like, why are they preserving certain buildings? Like, why do they sort of group the things they group in that preserved?
Well, Irina's got some money checks, and so she thought she'd turn it into assets that wouldn't have to be part that would be moved. So she is taking those money checks and buying those properties and setting them aside. And Gay Paree is just in the life of Riley over it. Bakova. Irina Bakova.
Is she in the chemical body right now?
Yeah, she's running UNESCO.
The 33rd parallel, You talk about the ley lines being moved.
Yes.
Is the 33rd parallel still the same 33rd parallel now, even though the ley lines have moved?
Not laterally anymore.
So the latitude 33rd parallel is not the same. What is it now?
Off. This program is brought to you by Angle 11, 11 off. 11-11, you
right.
Keep seeing it over and over and over. It's off by 11 degrees. 11-11-11, it's 11, it's 11, it's 11. The count, the cookie monster. 1 cookie, 2 cookie, 3 cookie, 4 cookie, 5 cookie, 6 cookie, 7 cookie, 8 cookie, 9 cookie, 10 cookie, 11 cookies. Then you have the count. It's a count. He's a count. He counted 11 times. It's number 11. This Educational Electric Company program is brought to you by the number 11.
11 and Y. The letter Y?
The letter Y. But you answered your own damn question when you said, I keep seeing 11, 11 everywhere. Everything is 11. I don't understand 11. It's 11. It's 11. I got 11. I counted it twice and it was 11. I don't know. It can't be 11. I keep seeing 11. It was about 11. It must be 11. Okay. 11.
The letter Y. That's Sesame Street talk. This program is brought by the letter Y. I think that's
the electric company.
So when did the angle shift 11 degrees, the lateral ley line?
We did a show that was sponsored by the number of 11 some time ago in your Quantico-induced level of time, which then works into this.
Is the 33rd parallel now the 22nd or the 44th?
Hartman doesn't seem to agree.
Who's that?
One of the goobers that thinks he's in charge of what the ley lines are.
If the ley lines have changed by 11 degrees and the 33rd parallel is no longer, you said it's off. So there's all these buildings. You say to focus on the ones on the 33rd parallel. I look online and there's all this shit about the 33rd parallel, all this mystical stuff.
Oh, crap, Bob. We told you and told you and told you about hyper-pumping this shit. Now you've got it all over the damn lookie box. You'll never make any hay if you keep making us dumb stuff in the ridiculous Wikipedia. You're going to have a reset. We're going to reset and wipe off all the Internet and start all over again so people won't have this archetypal grid and this Gutenberg superhighway that they keep strolling by, when actually what you're really asking for, darling, is a more efficient search engine. Y'all so damn smart, you can't even sift your words to the point that you can find the words that you worded to words. The problem with the one that wrote the reading is you don't know which one wrote the reading right. Yes, it's troublesome.
I'm going to keep playing, though, and I'm going to keep developing my...
You can, and don't worry. If you want us to, honey, we got an EMP that will change your very articulate refibrillation. We can change it. We can rock this world from stem to stern if you want to. It's up to you. It's all right with me. We like it. We like it rough. But then again, we tear it up on the weekends anyway, so it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Wait till Bob gets the bill for having to put money in the bank. He'll have a cow.
Typology.
Is a myth.
I don't know what... Is this a McLuhan myth or a different definition of myth?
Well, you're not even qualified to speak of McLuhan. You better get Bob before it gets rough.
Bob, will you...
Typology. Encapsulation of a complex process.
Damn, look at Bob. It's a myth. It's a
verse
myth.
Two.
Yeah.
Revelations 2:17.
Bang it. Ooh-wee, Isaiah 4:22. Yeah, there you go.
Mark 2:8-6.
Don't forget Joan of Arc 5.
41, no boat typology.
It came up because of Lafley and numbers and numbers going away, but typology kind of remaining. It connected to me to the strata and to the land bridge on Jefferson's property with the fractals. Does typology... Did you say the ion?
I went the, yeah, the.
We did. We went, we said the.
Did I say
yeah,
that?
The.
Did I say the?
No, I went the.
The. The. Hello?
I was exploring sound. Uh-oh, here comes Roxy. She's had enough of this nonsense. Okay, Roxy.
Yes,
Roxy.
Hello?
I was reading about Chateau Villers-Cotterêts, and I was impressed because in the chapel, they have all the elements. The architecture is based in the Ionic order, and they have the column of that you use in the bottle, which is not the Ionic, but the Corinthian.
The Corinthian capital,
and
they
also have representation of the works of Heracles. I don't know how you say it in English.
But the column also has the acanthus leaf. So the Corinthian with the acanthus leaf does include us. We brought the acanthus to it. The oil,
yes,
the oil from the acanthus is the balm that soothes the Gilead.
I think you said once that the acanthus was not from this world.
Well, we'd say the acanthus is, but the oil is not. Pure hemlock is not from this world, but the oil of it is. And if you keep going, you're going to get into frankincense, and that's a whole another conversation, isn't it? Especially the silver. Yes. Look at you, honey. Child, you're doing all right today.
Yes, because I'm feeling your love for field that is so nice.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Don't get us all started. You'll have Bob orgasming and all kind of good stuff. It'll be a fun day. Yeah, the nuts on Bob. It's all good. They're good.
Yes,
okay, so you got silver, frankincense. What about it? We can ask you questions. You've been doing this. Tell us about silver,
I really
silver
don't know
frankincense.
What that means.
Well, look it up. Frankincense, silver. It's a kind. We will tell us all about it. We must know. The cliched glib archetype must be known. So therefore, student of the lesson teacher, teach us now what that we may know.
Teach us now that we may know.
Silver. What's the other word?
Frankincense. Yes. Better take notes. There's going to be a quiz later.
It's a type of incense. It says here it's like a type of myrrh, like an incense, that is named in the Bible and was one of the gifts of the magicians to Jesus.
It's a resin.
Made from what?
From the resin of a tree.
It's the resin and oils from Oman, Aden, Somalia, Ethiopia, and India.
Why is this substance so important and mentioned?
No. Teach us now that we may know. Give us more information. You tell us about silver. Frankincense, especially in the powdered form. Tell us. So you're not asking us, we're asking you. You tell us. Kingship on earth, symbol of deity.
Yes,
Myrrh is an embalming oil, the symbol of the old death. Now, you come back, you have this an anointing. It's anointing. You anoint it as a perfume. You wear it as a archetype. It's more valuable than gold. And that's very valuable because now you have no money checks. So gold is the bumper. Gold bumps. But it really doesn't matter because if you're dealing in euros, they're all gone anyway. So it doesn't matter. And if you got pesos, they really don't apply either. But it's okay to have some pesos. I guess you just have to have a lot of pesos. But don't have yuans. Yuans aren't so good. But if you're going to do a yen carry trade, then you can have some yen. But or maybe some colones. Maybe colones. That's the ticket. Yeah, it must be colones. That must be it. Now, the gifts of the spirit as kingship on earth, Okay. And frankincense, the symbol of deity, applies to your position. Go ahead.
What will be the reason that was only for the kings?
Right, because of its value.
Yes, but why is so valuable? What's the power of this incense?
You got to ask it a different way, Sugar, because otherwise we'll be hawking. So you don't want us to go into the Stephen Hawking version of an explanation that goes on for about an hour and you can't figure out what the point was, because we came from an angle that has to be interpreted with the outside oil of the frankincense that will be on the 31st. Parallel line that is now the 33rd, because by 11 degrees it has shifted and changed and cannot be applied to the past over run on side in the Manasseh over the Salete Barosoto.
From all the oils, why would this specific incense be used for anointing kings?
And it's what the Dafar shows.
But what is in this substance that makes it so valuable? Is it the non-physical that makes it like this?
And it's what the Dafar chose.
Chose or shows?
Chose. Dafar chose.
The tree. Oh, that's a country.
Dafar is not a country.
This says, comes from the three Dashi countries of Murbat, Shir, and Dofar, from the depths of the remotest mountains.
Was that used by Frank the First and all these people?
Mostly Bob.
What is the real reason that they were using this Frank and Silver?
It's what worked.
What was the question that he said, Bob? Mostly Bob. What was the topic?
Yes, I asked if Frank was using this, and it said, you use it, but what for? What's anointing? I mean, I know, but what is really anointing?
Transdermal DMSO.
You know what DMSO is, Roxy?
No.
It's a chemical that drives other medicines into the skin, and it has properties on its own, but the FDA banned it for direct use for arthritis and various things.
What will they use that? I mean, why was that substance used?
They use it
for anointing?
To drive things into the skin, so that if someone anointed you with something, you could add DMSO to that substance, and it would drive it into the skin more strongly. But especially with our Remag and Remite, they don't need anything attached to them to get them into the cells.
Awesome.
That's right. But the reference was not that. It was likened to dimethyl sulfoxide, as the frankincense was likened to it. It didn't, you didn't add it to it. It was an example of it. So it's potent.
So frankincense itself gets across the skin, gets into the body quickly as if it were like DMSO.
Yes, because its density is 1.0 grams per cubic centimeter. So the density, it's almost like a heavy metal, but not quite. It's going to be very yummy. I'm really going to like it.
Well, I like this type what's of happening here, Carol. You've got Alyssa and Roxy sitting in the same space, cooperating together, tag-teaming ion.
And beautifully so, and we're just fairly loved up, too. It's delicious.
So before the ascended thought, it was required to be anointed.
No, wait. Go back now. You got to know. Little man comes up with these ridiculous, inappropriate, we would say just short-winded, short-sighted, non-thinking, ridiculous to do, that say you have to do this, you have to do that. You get the cancer, you have to take poison mustard, and if your immune system can live through the poison, then you can beat the cancer. You never get rid of the cancer, but it still holds on, but you can be in remission. So what you're trying to say is that all these different applications are the remembrance that you coming back from God when you step down away from your power, all these things are added unto you where you have to then come back and say, okay, I can eat birch wood and make aspirin and make myself bleed out if I need to. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And you get the maximum dose, the part that kills you, and backs that off just a little bit, and that's the dose that you get used to, that you want, and that you run your body in such a way up and down a flagpole so many times that you can't even see straight till you finally want to step out of your meat sack body because you're trying to come back to the point where you can prove and know that you're God. That's what all this drug stuff is. That's what all this drug stuff is. You're proving that you can do the thing that they say you can't do that will kill you. The OD part is, aha, I'm so much of a God, I can step out of this. I don't have to do this. I am not trapped or bound into a little state. That's why exiting stage left becomes so much more popular. But what you're talking about is the application of the anointing, that the anointing flow, the mantle flow from you, is a reminder to get you back to God. That's what its point is. It's the mantle, is that there is a higher office, the Bob's holy orifices. He loves those orifices, you know, Bob. But the holy orifices, mm-hmm. that then he can anoint, that are anointable, that are worthy, like the lamb that was slain, that blood that you're trying to achieve, that shall never, never, never lose its power. Or Pilate, on the other side, nervously washing his hands for the blood that just will not go away. And then Herod, sitting in the temple, counting out his money, trying to figure out how this all applies into these ridiculous castles that have been built right under his very nose, financed by his own house from Leopold the First, not the Second, that then comes back full circle around into Dobbstown and O'Connell Hovam has run this scam on him again. Bob Dobbs is the Bernie Madoff of schizicisms of Goddom.
That's awesome. And Bernie Madoff of quadriphenia or what?
Schizicism.
Very good.
This Leopold Bloom.
Leopold Bloom.
Eccles. Eccles Street 7.
Eccles like Street.
The churches.
Seven Eccles Street.
Seven churches. So is this Leopold reminding of this Leopold the First?
He's trying to tell them that the coach house is going to blow up and they must exit the building immediately or they will be consumed as in a fire. And thank God, finally, everybody's out of it. Finally, everybody's out. But they got it messed up. Now they decided that Canada's going to blow up, so now everybody's leaving Canada. It's kind of like Costa Rica. They're going to go parcel off and sell all of Canada for a penny, and you don't even have to use, you can have no money, and they're going to charge Bob so much money to put his money in the bank, he might just decide to buy Canada and own Canada, but then he'll have to pay for the socialism, but he'll get Bernie Sanders to loan him some money. Oh, wait, he didn't have any either. Well, we'll get it from Vermont. Oh, no, Vermont doesn't have any either. Oh, no, now Bob's going to have to take his own money and borrow his own money to pay for Canada's demise that he destroyed. Bob, wouldn't you much more enjoy all of Panama or Costa Rica or maybe like South America? That might be cheaper. What do you think, Bob?
No, staying here in Maui.
No, no, you don't have to go there. We have to own it because it's down to nothing. They're going to need a monarch, Bob. The king's leaving. The king is leaving. He's like, I'm done.
Everybody offered Bob everything. Bob,
they've got a, nine-year-old. Well, we offered you Russia for 9 cents, and you wouldn't take it either. Yeah, so, you know, whatever.
Ion and everyone, Leviticus 24:7, and thou shalt pour pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire
each
unto
row,
the Lord.
Carolyn.
What's the row?
The layers. The row, like the top, like if you have your shoe bread and you stack it up, or if you're making shoe bread, it's what you decorate the top with. You'd put it across the top of your shoe bread. Or if you're developing it, then you would use it. It would be the integral part of the mash on the top. Like once you're ready to make your mash, you would pull across the top of it. Almost like it's a fancy seasoning or an accoutrement or a bouquet garni. Maybe it's a bouquet garni. That's a nice way to say it. Yeah, like that, honey. It's a good question.
Ion, I'm going to have to censor you soon.
Did that leave Roxy in the dust? Is Roxy, like, befuddled by the mash talk?
No.
Can you handle it, Roxy?
No, because he said everything was refinanced by Leopold the First.
And, on behalf of me? Did you hear that was all about me?
Yeah.
Was that tight,
the diamond,
tight
or was that things being brought from other worlds, this capital or money or whatever they were using to finance this, all these wars and castles?
Too vague.
Ignatius Joseph Balthazar.
Is that known by the churches?
They caused it. They're financing it. They're trying to win from it. They're trying to get over it. They're trying to make it be the B. That's why they're trying to make it, because they knew you're going back to God, so they're trying to make a God for you to come back to. So Bob will give them some money checks if he wants to, but Bob probably won't, so they're screwed. So now they're letting gays and everything else lay together, and they're blessing. Now there's no sin, and now they're forgiving sin, and now there is no sin, and now it's heaven just a sin away, and you don't even have to confess no more. And if you did confess, they put you in jail, and then they let you out, and then you're like Paul. Then you get all the way through the upper room and all the commandments and the apostles, become an apostle, and then you come back through, and you get all the way through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and get right into G.E. Philco, and next thing you know, the Acts of the Apostles come around and run what Romans tried to tell you what the law was, and then you find out that there's a revelation that's going to bring you back to where you got to go. Where you got to go is coming back to God, and everything else is pointing you into that. So anything that they put on the roadside ditch that gets you on the dashboard of your car, that I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as you got your plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of the car, it's all you need to know.
I had another word too, but now you erase it.
Fine resin is produced in Somalia, like you said, from which the Roman Catholic Church purchases most of its stock. Are they still purchasing it right now?
Hell yeah.
Why?
But Bob's making the price go up. Because Bob's making the price go up. It's more valuable than gold.
What do they think they're using it for?
They don't have a clue. They've just been listening to the dot town, and they've been listening to this bullshit, and they come along and they go, oh, well, Bob's doing it. We better get on this post. We better get some frankincense and myrrh. We're going to smoke in their churches. We're going to smoke up the churches. That's what we're going to do. Roll a doobie. Get a doobie. Roll a doobie. They'd be smoking marijuana cigarettes in the church and putting a little pot, and everybody getting high on the transdermal DMS, so marijuana cigarettes. They'd be passing around, rubbing around on your bed, and they'd be getting high, and then instead of communion, they'll be taking Doritos. Now they'll have the munchies. They'll be drinking wine and eating burritos. The body of Christ is broken for you and for many. And then it'll be great fun. And it'll be a real party. And then churches, they'll go in mass.
I wanted to ask, what is in the 12 castles that we are looking for, that castle? What are we really looking for?
Bug porn.
No, bug tussle. Not bug porn. B-U-G. Bug tussle.
Could you just tell us maybe some clues?
Okay. Go ahead, Ion. I order you to do it, Ion.
Okay.
Amos Wentworth Hogg.
Chateau Angers.
No, Amos Wentworth Hogg.
That has a nice ring to it.
It is. That's fine. I'm so glad we have this time together.
Roxy, give me a little synopsis of why you're so interested in this 12th castle.
Because Ion says we have to find it, because there is something there that's 12.
Yeah, what she said.
Something that what?
Bob is looking at something in that castle.
Looking at something in that castle.
Or something there. Does
and
it have
what?
To do with Amboise? Or some more? Yes, because I have the impression that, for example, last time you told me Rodeforet, but this castle is in forest rest. So I have the impression that you are like playing with the words again.
Manipianphatic, huh?
But Roxy, you're not supposed to go to this castle.
What do you think about manipianphatic?
Do we know about it? We don't know.
Manipianphatic. Manipian is like the, Bob said, the doesn't
satire,
care about human satire.
Bob, are you awake? What does that evoke to you?
I coined the phrase manipianphatic. Hines ripping me off there. It's nice the way he uses it.
We weren't ripping you off. We were quoting you. We can't rip you off if we're quoting you.
You didn't say Bob. You just said it. You didn't give any dissertation.
You just said, quote, unquote, Dad.
We end up back to Bob whether we want to or not. So it's a white-knuckle flight for us, too.
You think you're going to find something in the 12th castle, but you can't go to it, right, Roxy?
No, she can't go to Castle Chambord.
No. Chambord is the only one she can't go to. And she can go to Chambord if she goes through other castles. But if she goes straight into Castle Chambord, she'll go, but she'll never get out. So we're saying don't do that, and then you won't have to get over it. But she'll end up there. That's why she can't even talk about it sometimes. Other people have to talk about it, and that's what pisses her off so bad, because it's her topic, and she doesn't want anybody else talking about her topic. But sometimes the answers come from other people because they get it from a different perspective.
I don't mind any other people talking about the topic. What bothers me is the way that some people are saying things that I dominate and blah, 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 blah.
Right. But those contexts. No, wait. Hold on. Back up. Now, here's the point. These words bring you to a different state. The different state allows you to have a different perspective. So we are now forcing peripheral vision. We haven't talked a lot about the periphery, but now you can force peripheral vision, and you're going to be forced to look through someone else's eyes, as it were, to see the very thing that you saw. See?
Hey, honey. The trip to Romania that just came up for me that I'm going to take in the summer, should I extend my trip and travel around Europe?
You better hurry before it's all gone. Bob's about ready to close the Eastern Bloc.
I'm going to go on June 22nd, turns out. That's when my flight is. So I wanted to ask you about that in relation to, all this castle European stuff. I'm over there, so
if you didn't like it rough, sometimes it isn't fun, so go at it, tear it up, it'll be good. Just take an extra Sudoku book because you're going to be sitting there for a while.
These pocket dimensions that was brought up earlier, you said that was the first time you were starting to develop that.
Yes, and we're mad as hell about it. It took this long to get to something that was the easiest, simplest thing at all. You had to go around the mountain and back and up and down and everything else can do to a stump, and it's like getting lost and don't even know what an adverbial prepositional phrase is and talking like grown people. It's ridiculous.
Is the 12th castle in a pocket dimension?
You wouldn't tell the difference.
I'm in that dimension.
About the gravitational waves. And they say that to bend what we think is time.
It bends the continuum. Good, yes.
To bend the continuum, there must be two objects that are very, very dense. So is this manipulation in our density going to allow
us? Now, Bob would say, do you mean stupid when you say dense? Is that what you mean? But that's our Bob, though. Our Bob would have to qualify that. And it could be. You have to be really stupid to be dense enough to get to that point. But maybe not. We're hoping for a density pattern that allows something to be grounded. See, the fabric of time, which isn't anything, but you have to have something dense, like your DMSO, something dense that allows it to be absorbed within itself, within without. And that's how you know it. Because you still got humans that are running around thinking that astral projection is a pocket dimension. or they think in astral projection is astral projection when they're really going to another world. It's kind of fun. Next time talk to us, I had a dream, and then we go, yeah, okay, that'll be fun.
But what is the difference between this change in the continuum and for example, astral projection?
6.389 megahertz.
What key is that? What note? What tone?
It varies from where you are. If you have a half-step modulation, it begins on where you start. It's not a precise key. It's where you go to.
And how do you modulate? How do you create the frequency of your cells, or what is the change, the modulation of this?
The modulation of the frequency is the frequentization that comes from your tonal base. The tonal base is something you can hear, but if you make the noise that, say, a dog can hear, you can't even hear that, so that doesn't even affect you. But those still are.
What would be my tonal base?
G flat.
What was G flat?
My tonal base. You have a tonal base, and then you change your frequency in these amounts of megahertz. But how do you change the frequency? How do you modulate?
Oscillation by oscillation, like the Hammond B3. We went into this last night with the Hammond B3, mm-hmm. The oscillation of the ohmridge. It's all about the ohmridge, and that's why it affects. That even affects your production of your eye blocks. It's the ohmridge is the key from the oscillation that you need to have together just right. That's how you know the resistance is correct. It actually makes your eye blocks in the first place.
Got you making eye blocks, Roxy.
This is amazing that through changes in your frequency, your modulation, in your vibration or your oscillation, you go to other dimensions.
Okay, let's do it this way. If you want to, that's interesting, sort of, but let's see if you can get it this way. Do you know what a Bösendorfer 11-foot concert grand piano is?
Oui, jawohl.
Do you know where middle C is? Now, you realize it has an extra octave. You have a whole extra octave on the concert grand, a Bösendorfer specifically. If middle C, if you strike middle C, does it play middle C?
I would say yes.
Okay. And now, what if your piano, it doesn't have any effect on it, but what if your piano is out of tune and you strike middle C, will it play middle C?
No.
But it's what the piano represents as middle C. But if the piano is completely out of tune on every level, then middle C will just be a new mystery landscape or bass. So if that happens and that's the case, then everything shifts. So if everything is shifted, you're going to have a hard time finding middle C, especially if you know what middle C sounds like and you're striking middle C, but yet it doesn't play as middle C. If it comes in as F sharp, you have a problem. Yes?
And you modulate somehow?
It modulates, but that's not even your conversation now. Now your conversation is that you know that middle C is, and you know that based on the information of what? Maybe it's megahertz frequency. Okay, we can go with that. We like that pretty good. But that's not even the point. You're trying to figure out how it applies into your vibrational impulse that is connecting to the apparition that you're calling life as we know it here on the great late planet Earth.
You find in life as
as life as a magazine.
Substance produced by the
Hog Doggin,
You're breaking up, Roxy. Breaking up.
We're breaking up, Captain. I'm giving her all she's got.
Take a break. Let's have someone else go on. Let's have
break. You deserve a break today. So
what, Roxy?
Get up and have your way at McDonald's.
What'd you say, Roxy?
Jehovah, let his special orders don't upset us. All we do is ask you, let us have it your way.
Have it
your way. Have it your way. Yes, yes, yes.
Hours ago.
Hours ago.
Bob and Roxy and Bert, in the beginning of the Frank portion of the show, was talking.
Oh, I know. We're so sorry y'all had to endure that. But it's okay. They like it or get off on it, so it's okay.
It's good. It's good every
day. Okay, well, there you go.
Fascinating.
How redundantly obtuse, yes.
All right, well, let's go back to that definition of redundant since we're going
Okay.
Here, let me find it, because I found that.
Well, no, before you do that, that is very interesting, and you can do that. But if you want to ask your running question, you can ask that, too. We don't mind. It's okay with us.
My running question.
Which was regarding the zippity-doo-dah hour.
Okay, the Frank hour.
Uh-huh.
Bob said that we are no longer conditioned by the media ever since, I think he said ever since TV.
That's right. Well, no, it's not TV. No. It's now everyone watched Walter Cronkite. Everyone knew everything that was going on because of Walter Winchell. Everything in the news base guys was captured, held captive in a frame, an agar-laced petri dish that said, we will tell you what's news, and all the news that is news across a living and non-living faith-focused nation will be controlled by us. We control the vertical and the horizontal. Then all of a sudden, the peephead, looky box, eye blocker, bib-dub, nigger phone, something comes along, and now I don't longer have to watch CBS's version of Walter Cronkite. I no longer have to put up with Katie Couric anything. I now don't even know who Rush Limbaugh was. So now Lynn Beck is gone, literally. And so now Bill O'Reilly can only tell you about how history gets redone and undone and de-done because it doesn't matter anymore. Because now what happened is you're not gauged by that. Now the world's blowing up and you don't even get the memo. Somebody's going to send you an email and you don't even answer email anymore. Or they call you on the phone, you certainly don't answer telephones anymore. So they're going to send you a text that you can put in your garbage and look back at it 100 years later. Oh, fucking A, China's gone. Okay, good. Now, what does that have to do with the newest level of hip-hop that's done the hippity-hop? And what's Yo Gotti going to put out next Tuesday? We need to have some Yo Gotti. This is ridiculous, these archetypes. So now you're no longer captive. You only know what you want to know. That's why you have anarchy breaking out in the streets, because people go, you're not going to keep us in the field anymore. We're not your slave. We're going to run our world our way. We ain't God yet, but we're just going to show you what God feels like. That's how this goes. And they start practicing out these monikers. And so that's like the whole civilization. That's what brought the Black Death the last time. And we enjoyed that very much. Death and destruction, that's our gig. It's pretty beautiful. In a humbling little man kind of way.
If we've been kind of left out here on our own for 50, 60 years because we're no longer conditioned in the way that was...
Oh, Brezhnev still loves you. He may be the only one left, but Brezhnev still loves you.
Not Putin or Gorbachev?
No, he's too schizophrenic. He's worried they're coming to get him. His brown tabs do more for him than the most average bear.
Putin's too schizophrenic?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. He sure pulls it off well. Okay,
are you nuts? Who sees him? Who sees him? No one sees him. He's behind cover of night.
Mm-hmm. It's his image I'm talking about.
Well, the image is one you don't see. Well, that's an old image.
Let's get back to this conditioning. No, we weren't conditioned, but now we're coming around where we're claiming our power in the midst of it all. Like, we're just swimming around in all this media, and we're feeling less and less paranoid and lost as a result of it.
Well, we don't know if you're lost. We don't care. You don't care anymore. You've had so much of it. If there was an actual murder, if you saw blood on the TV screen or had even Vincent Price tell you a really scary story or Orson Welles come up with the War of the Worlds or some ridiculous, people go blowing their fucking brains out and stuff. Well, that's ridiculous. Honey, you can have the Walking Dead coming in and having necrophilia with your dead children and you don't even notice or care. Well, that's just necrophilia, and they really weren't. It's really not necrophilia because the body's still warm, so it's not really that big. You're so exposed to everything. You're anesthetized to everything. You've got propofol flowing through your veins because you don't see nothing bothers you anymore. We blew up Canada. Oh, well, fuck good. Those cheating liberals, they need to go back and figure out how to get a life because they're not really worth much anyway. Go ahead. Good. We'll miss them. We'll send a card or something, but they won't be there to get. They can't even run their damn post office right, socialist. So you don't really have much left of it, so it doesn't really matter. So now you don't even have empathy with the people that are living, the ones that are living. You normally like to hold out for the live ones, but you don't even have that impetus anymore. It's like, well, does this please enlighten me? What does this have to do with Lappert's ice cream? And if you can't bring it back to Lappert's ice cream, we shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah, because on the less empathy I have, the more I enjoy engaging with anyone. The less empathy I have for those that are not me, the more I enjoy the engagement and the more they enjoy me.
Well, the less you have to be something to someone else must judge. That might be a softer way to say it.
Yeah, and I had to numb myself. It is a numbing. There was Bob's private session earlier this morning. After a little while, you numb up to it. I was experiencing that. Then I start embracing it. It's just the way it is. Now, that makes me think of the inverted siphon. That's an interesting image. And you say you turn that siphon upside down. Then in the same private session, you were talking about the banking industry and U.S. Bank. And I use that image. Is that image a good representation of the banking industry collapsing, where the siphon is inverted now, really skinny tube up on top, and it's flowing abundantly on the bottom up? Is that an image that's useful or that we can get anything out of as a representation?
Probably more of a Dmitry Medvedev.
Medici.
No, not Medici. Medvedev. Dmitry.
He's the other Russian leader, Gene. The prime minister, the president.
He's presently a prime minister?
Yeah, he has some authoritarian figure in Russia.
He's the 10th prime minister of Russia.
What's his relationship with Putin?
Putin is a different leader.
Okay, and you brought up Dmitry as a result of me using the inverted siphon as an image of the collapsing banking industry.
Well, Vladimir's the president.
Got it. Vladimir Putin is the president of Russia. They have a president and a prime minister.
They do. Well, actually, there's not even a Russia anymore. See, once you lost the USSR, it's all gone. Now you start to have your parallel Georgias and you have these different Soviet enclaves that are now not. It's all in there fighting over it. Even now, and China may have raised on us, but if China can't even feed the children they got, they don't want to take any more illegitimate children. But I know, let's send them all to Angela Merkel's house. She's making porridge for everybody. She's having $400 million for dinner. It's going to be great. She's a good cook. She makes that porridge good. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. It's good grief, Charlie Brown.
This is a mess. What am I supposed to make out of this?
Because Angela Merkel loves everybody. She wants all the refugees to come live in Germany. She can afford it, apparently.
Can we get back to the definition of redundant now?
Don't do.
Because that seems to be very redundant, this world leaders loving everybody and wanting to do everything, and nothing ever changes.
That stays the same.
the origin of the word redundant from Latin means surging up.
Well, actually it means superfluous, but that's another thing.
Redundant, needless. Well, yeah, when I first looked at it, yeah, no longer needed or useful, superfluous. But if you look at the definition for engineering, it's not strictly necessary to functioning, but included in case of failure in another component.
So it's a backdoor, it's a fail-safe, a redundant, a redundant circuit. But now redundant circuits are good, but you can even overload those. We've overloaded those, too. That's been a white-knuckle flight with your Coldplay. You have your set circuit that runs, and it runs at a certain ohmage, and then you have a fail-safe, a backdoor to get around. So if it overloads, it has someplace to go. And the next thing you know, you've got water running out the building. It's great fun. It's really fun. It overloads sometimes. So even your redundant circuitry has to be redundant. So it really isn't a fail-safe at all. So you're better off just having it flow through the pipe and increase the velocity of the pressure, the foot-pounds per pressure of the actual incisor capacitation, rather than having a redundant circuit that also can overload. It's a false sense of security that allows you to think that you control your electricity and that electricity doesn't control you. So the redundant circuitry at this point should just be an outlet or a ground, a straight ground that shoots it in the ground, which will also ignite, make the earthworms come up out of the ground. But that both earthworm grave and earthworms have a claim. Yep. Then you can be a dead ringer. You know, if you shoot it in the ground, or maybe the dead people can come back up. If you put enough of a pulse into it, might give them, they shock them back to life. Their fingernails are still growing. Their hair is still growing. So you can have dead ringers. They can have, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, and then you come right back in, and you get, there you go. How's that for redundant, darling? That is known as data redundancy.
And the backup for the backup for the backup in case we overflow gets in the way and causes us to continue to surge. The other word is redound, which is related to redundant as of the origin, in regard to the origin of the word, and that is surge up or overflow, and you just described that. We can overflow.
Imagine that. Yeah, overflow. Yes. And then the next thing you know, you have to open the door to let your water run out the building. It's so much fun. Or pump it out sometimes because it fills the drains. I guess if you're changing the civilization, you're making the world better, so you can put a little more out in the world. It doesn't hurt much.
Thank you, Ion.
You're so welcome. Bob went to the beach.
Oh, Ion.
Oh, you mean Numbers 2011. Yes, we did too.
And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also.
Keep going.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah.
The water of Meribah, living water, yes.
Meribah is really close to the word Merkabah.
Well, but it's living. Macabre is not.
Macabre is just a representation.
Pornographic version. Mm. Keep going. Don't get lost. You're doing good.
This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, all caps, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus sayest thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us. Travail of the spirit, Ion.
Yay, we already did that already, yep.
How our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. That's kind of reminding me of the temple at Lexus and that conversation that occurred earlier.
Dude.
Where it was attempted, but it still fell. They tried to embody something into the temple at Lexus by laying it out in the image of the human body, but it collapsed anyway, you said.
Yeah.
Is that how the Egyptians vexed us?
No. That's their representation. That's how they saw it. There was always a victim. There was always something wrong. There was always something food you shouldn't eat. There's something that you can't do. There's a rule about this. You can't have sugar. You can't have carbs. You can't eat fish. You can't eat that. That poison. That poison. That poison. That'll kill you. That'll kill you. That'll kill you. Well, if all this shit'll kill you, why the hell ain't you dead? You've engaged it every way to Sunday, so quit crying about it. Get over it or go on and kill yourself. So it's okay, but you shouldn't live your life in such a way that you're so scared of living that you're not worth dying. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the more I pay attention, the redundancy makes me paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother me so much when I didn't pay attention.
Correct. With a non sequitur. With prejudice.
Now, at the same time, I have more energy. I don't regret paying some attention to it, but now it's time to drop it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, don't be judged by it. So you get these little things, and you figure out how to take a poop. Okay, congratulations. Now you want to become a pooper. You can be a pooper. That was the censored version. We had to censor it a little bit. It's okay. The censored version. It's nice.
Am I off? Am I gone?
No, you're not gone. You're there. We're like Delta Airlines. We'll get you there, but where? Mm-hmm.
My sound kind of changed a little bit. I feel that.
Oh, yeah. It was like a great big bubble, bubble, bubble thing. It was great fun. It's fun. Well, have fun until Daddy takes the T-bird away.